as parents, every once in a while you may have had to deal with your child not being all that successful academically. There is an example out of the Saginaw School District. Last year, there was a student that brought home 17 D's and E's out of 20 possible grades. The other three grades were C's. Well, this youth was not among the 860 students that the Saginaw School District educators held back this school year. His father has stepped up and doesn't understand how his child got promoted. And that is the source of this debate in this segment of the Mitch Albom program. Happy to have with us Ryan Olson, Education Policy Director at the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. And he joins us now. Ryan, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Well, we appreciate your time. I don't know if you heard, but I outlined somewhat of an amazing story there, Ryan, of a youngster who last school year brought home 17 D's and E's. There were a lot in his district that were held back, probably for similar, maybe not as bad grades, not as bad as of a performance. This youngster was not held back. His father doesn't even know why. Is this a common practice? And we can get into the reasons, because there are educators who, especially for a fourth grader, don't think that it does any good to hold a child back because of social reasons. But is it rare for a child with this poor of an academic performance just to scoot on by?
I'm not sure how common it is. You do hear these stories from time to time, and you hear these stories happening in other states as well. So it must be happening, occasionally. Anyway, what we need to keep in mind is that the primary focus of our schools needs to be providing a quality education for children. And we have a long way to go before our schools in Michigan are providing that education for all students. And here's the situation that Michigan public schools are facing. According to national test scores released last week, less than a third of our students in fourth grade math and eighth grade reading and math were proficient, according to the federal government, less than a third. And in fourth grade reading, just 37% of our students were proficient. So we have a long way to go toward providing a quality education to all students. And this kind of situation simply is not acceptable.
Well, as an educator, I know you come across circumstances, and it varies there, Ryan, child to child. It has
sure.
been said about the one in question here. He was involved in a bitter custody battle, and the educators in this school district, kind of put that into the formula as well, that, he's a nice kid, he shows up for school every day, he'll raise his hand every once in a while, albeit timidly.
Yeah.
There are some teachers out there, and perhaps you're one of them, that say the practice of holding one back opens the student up to ridicule, humiliation, and punctured self-esteem. The question I'm asking you is this worth it to promote a third grader to fourth grade? Because if he goes over his head in third grade, Ryan, chances are better than that, he's just going to get lost in the storm in the fourth grade.
Exactly. Absolutely right. I mean, the best way to boost self-esteem is to give students the knowledge to succeed in life and in a career in the future, not to coddle them so they'll really have something to be embarrassed about when they get to eighth grade or 12th grade and they lack the basic skills that they need.
Yeah, especially with reading. I mean, if you're having reading comprehension problems, it's not going to get you any better in the next grade when their level is supposed to rise and you're still behind that level. And when I was in school, I was with kids that were older that got left behind.
Sure.
And they had problems adjusting. These were boys, and they were.
Right.
I remember I had a kid, I was in the sixth grade, he was 16.
Yeah.
He was bigger than everybody, which he physically imposed himself on us. And
but he
it
did.
Didn't help us or him with his learning,
Lunch money wasn't a problem for that boy.
No. But, these are the kind of things, the problems that the other kids that are trying to learn have with those kids in the class.
Yeah, and people who think, well, they'll just catch up, we'll just promote them and they'll just catch up, assume that students will learn more as they progress through the system. In fact, test data show that our students tend to achieve at lower levels the longer they're in the system. So it's very important to get basic skills all the way through, and that means that includes those early years, which is what we're talking about here. A study was conducted recently that found that third grade students in Florida who were retained made greater learning gains than students who should have been retained but were promoted onto fourth grade instead. So again, schools need to focus on providing a quality education for students. But in a system where politicians and bureaucrats and school officials hold most of the power, there will likely be these kinds of pressures to make decisions that are in the best interest of the system rather than in the best interest of students. So we need a system where parents who know their kids best can make even the most basic educational decision for their kids, where their kids attend school. And, you know, if we had a system like that, we probably would see less of these kinds of situations.
Can a parent force a kid to stay? I mean, can you, as a parent, can you say, I don't want him to go and you have to leave
him? Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't know, because like I said, I know some schools where they make them go because they got to keep their numbers right. You know, you start looking at teachers if you're flunking half of your class, then they start looking at the teacher and administrators.
Yeah, again, I think it really depends on district policy and, you know, approaching the school board and administrators with the situation. But if we had a system where parents could make basic choices about where their kids attend school, what teachers they have, and so on, this would be much less of an issue, I think, simply because parents would be involved at that basic level.
All right. Well, we have run out of time, unfortunately, Ryan, because we could go on for hours. This is very, very interesting, but I do want to thank you for joining us here today.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right. That is Ryan Olson, Education Policy Director at the Mackinac Center for Public Policy.